Welcome to Nerd Off, a weekly trivia podcast brought to you by Highball Trivia. Two contestants will face off in 10 categories. Each player will wager 10 or 20 points for their opponent on every question. If a player gets the question right, they get the points. If they get it wrong, their opponent gets the points. At the end of regulation, players will each face two final questions, one in each player's specialty. To earn their wager, which can be any or all of the points they've earned so far, players have to get both questions correct. Now here's your host, Andrew Buxbaum.
We have another fantastic, maybe not fantastic, maybe just mediocre. I'm a little under the weather today, but another fantastic show for you. At the very least, we have some great guests. We'll kick it off with a guest you've probably heard on many podcasts before. Clinton, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Clinton. I live in Indianapolis. I work for a nonprofit healthcare organization as an accountant. And something fun about myself is that in my younger days, I used to work at the local radio station in the town where I grew up. And I have committed several flubs while I was on air. And one of my favorites is that the kicker, play-by-play of a football game. The kicker kicked a game-winning 40-year-old field goal.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I would have fired you immediately, Clinton.
Nah, the dude running the station didn't give a fuck.
That's local radio for you, right?
Exactly.
All right. And coming to you in the other corner today, gentlemen I finally got to meet down in Jacksonville for the TWA meetup. Next time that happens, folks, if you didn't go to any of the meetups so far, get there. It's a fun time. Matt, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Matt Lamia. I'm originally from Long Island, New York, but I live in the Orlando, Florida area right now for almost 25 years now. I am an IT person for a bank down here. And I don't know, I don't have really much fun about myself. I mean, I play pub trivia, I game. And watch TV, movies, stuff like that. So real simple life.
That's just like the rest of us. Don't worry.
I'm unique like everybody else.
Exactly. I was like, oh, pub trivia, gaming, movies. Yeah, that's my life too. So
99% of people.
Yep. I wonder where all the fun, exciting people are, because everyone I meet seems to have the same boring hobbies I do.
Yeah, you run in the same circles with people of like mind, you know. Yep. It's hard to find those adventurous people out there.
Yep. All right. Well, now that we've met our competitors, let's jump right into this. What I'm excited about is I've included, not in this game too many, but I started writing the next game, which is going to be an all-movie special now that the strike is over and, you know, people don't have to worry so much about content. So I'm excited because it opens up some more doors for me, but we're not going to start with anything with movies. Your first category today is going to be New York Times bestsellers. Matt, what do you think Clinton knows about New York Times bestsellers? Do you think he reads?
Well, I mean, having heard Clinton on many episodes of many other podcasts, I know he knows a lot about a lot. So I think I'm just going to go 10 on this one.
10. Okay. And Clinton, what about for Matt?
Let's take a swing right out of the bat. 20.
Ooh, 20 on a question one. That's bold.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
All right. Tragic cotton.
Let's see if it pays off.
All right. Well, Matt, the current nonfiction bestseller is this memoir by pop star Britney Spears.
I think it's titled, is it The Woman in Me?
I believe it is. I actually typoed on here. Yeah, it is. Wow. I typed it in wrong. Jesus Christ. On question one already.
I immediately regret this decision.
who
well, me say
Who agreed to come on to this podcast? I typed the woman within for some reason, and I'm like, that seems very wrong.
Yeah, that's
woman in me. Wow. Wow, already, guys. And it's not even that early. It's like 9:20 in the morning, people. I've been up for hours. This is just unacceptable.
Same.
Likewise.
All right, Clinton. Currently checking in at number 2 on the nonfiction bestseller list is the memoir Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing by what late actor?
Oh, may he rest in peace. Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry is correct. A couple of little softballs coming out the gate for you. All right. Well, let's move into category 2, which is going to be business. Clinton, what do you think Matt knows about business?
Oh,
not a lot about Zoom, apparently.
I'm already feeling snake bit. I'll just give him 10.
All right. And Matt, what about for our buddy Clinton?
Well, I wasn't expecting to be in the lead at any time during this game, so I'm going to hang on to that lead as long as I can, so I'm staying with 10.
Don't you love when you get put up against like someone you've heard a million times and you're like, how the hell am I going to beat this person? And then you get a lead and you're like, okay, game over. Let's go home now.
Yeah, one question done. That's it. Winner.
That's it, man. Game over. Game over, man.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that way a lot of times when I get put on a podcast, and I surprise myself sometimes. So especially with this game, it's very much a back and forth. So you'll all be fine. All right, Clinton. Cedar Fair merged with what other amusement park company to create a massive $8 billion business?
Cedar Fair. Six Flags?
It is, in fact, Six Flags.
Cool.
Matt. Disney purchased the remaining portion of this streaming service that they already partially owned from Comcast.
Let's see. There's only a million streaming services out there.
I'm actually personally hoping Disney just buys everything, so I only have to pay one fucking bill every month.
Yeah, then that bill's going to be $800 a month.
I know, it'll just be the cable company all over again.
I can't think of one that makes sense. I'll say Paramount Plus. I have no idea.
Nope, it's Hulu. Disney partially owns Hulu.
Of course. Oh my god. But yeah, and I have the package. So yeah, I'm an idiot. That's fine.
You're not an idiot. Don't worry. But you did give Clinton the lead back. Woo!
Of course I did.
Nice little flip-floppy game. Yeah, no, they have Hulu and ESPN. And they're talking by March of next year, Disney Plus and Hulu are going to be just one service. So I can't wait to see what they're going to charge for it. Either way, I'm going to pay for it. I'm one of those that has to have every piece of media that's available to me. Well, your third category today is going to get us back into the realm of movies. And, you know, since we're not even at Thanksgiving yet, let's talk some Christmas here. And we're going to do a category that's called Explain a Christmas Film Plot Badly.
Oh, boy.
Love these.
Matt, what do you think Clinton knows about his Christmas movies?
I'm definitely sticking with 10.
And Clinton, what about for Matt?
I'm gonna do 10 as well.
10 as well. All right. Matt, your film plot is a train conductor abducts children and brings them to an isolated village in the north.
That would be the very scary Polar Express.
It is the Polar Express. And when you think about it in those terms, I mean, that's actually a pretty accurate description. Like, they're just kidnapped.
The creepy ass Tom Hanks.
CGI. I think he played 11 voices in that movie.
Yeah.
The total number. That'll end up on my Christmas episode, I'm sure, because I always ask that question.
Me making a mention.
Heads up, if you're listening to the Christmas episode, that'll inevitably come out. All right, Clinton. Immigrant adoptee is repatriated to his country of birth and experiences culture shock and prejudice. He's thinking. He's overanalyzing.
Don't think too hard.
See the smoke coming out of his ears.
Immigrant. Culture shock. Prejudice. And it's a Christmas film. Oh, shoot.
Now you can say shit. Don't worry. I've given up editing and I just put the explicit tag on it.
Thank you. All right. Well,
fuck. People know what to expect from me, so it's not a surprise.
Immigrant, emigree, culture shock and prejudice. Oh my God. Oh. All right. Just for a gag, I guess. Maybe it might actually be right, but I don't think so. Miracle on 34th Street.
Miracle on 34th Street is incorrect. That would be Elf.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think I would have got there.
It's okay. But guess what we have again? Another lead change.
Lead change.
All right.
I am a silly-headed ninny muggins.
Hey Matt, you've gotten the lead twice in this game now.
That is amazing.
Kicking ass and chewing bubble gum here.
All out of bubble gum.
All right. Well, your fourth category today is going to be in corporate overlords. Clinton, what do you think Matt knows about corporate overlords?
I'm going to give him 10.
10? All right. And Matt, what about for Clinton?
Yeah, I'll stick with the boring stuff and stay at 10.
Yeah, now you guys are too bright, guys. I have a feeling this is going to be a lot of 10s across the board. All right, Clinton. What is the parent company of Minute Maid, Honest Tea, and Powerade?
Coca-Cola.
That is Coca-Cola. Okay. Matt, what is the parent company of Tropicana, SodaStream, and Gatorade?
I believe that's Pepsi.
It is.
There you go.
I was hoping people would be like, well, it can't be Pepsi. It's not going to be that freaking easy.
Well, it is.
Sometimes it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I only knew it because you threw Gatorade in there. Otherwise, I probably would have guessed Pepsi anyway, but...
All right, well, your fifth category today is going to be 1999.
The year I graduated high school.
Oof. I was 04.
Okay.
I'm just a wee little baby.
I don't want to say when mine was. I think I just aged even more than I'm already have. No, I graduated 1988.
Oh, man. Okay.
I was a wee boy of two. It's all good. You don't look it, so don't worry.
Oh, well. Flyer will get you everywhere.
Right? It usually does. All right. Well, Matt, what do you think Clinton knows about 1999?
Well,
clearly not as much as you, since you were around longer.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I mean, considering, you know, he was the ripe old age of 17, 18 graduating high school, maybe he doesn't remember too much. So I'm going to take a chance and go 20.
Ooh, okay. We're going 20. And Clinton, what about for Matt?
Well, let's sage elder. I'm going to go 10.
10, okay.
Respect your elders.
Exactly.
All right, Matt. While it was developed in the late 70s, in 1999, this Billy Blanks invented workout reached its peak sales.
I believe Billy Blanks was the king of Taibo.
Billy Blanks was the king of Taibo. All right, Clinton. These four words were canine actor Gidget's popular 1999 catchphrase.
Say that again?
Yeah. These four words were canine actor Gidget's popular 1999 catchphrase.
Canine actor Gidget. Canine actor Gidget. Oh, man. Canine actor Gidget. 1999. No, I am drawing an absolute blank. Matt, you got it. I'll tap out.
Tapping out. Well, there was one dog that was pretty famous back then. That would be the Taco Bell dog, whose name was Gidget. And we were looking for Yokiero Taco Bell.
Wow. Yet.
Yokiero Taco Bell. So the 20-point gamble there paid off.
So it's 80-40.
It is. It is.
All right.
There's still, I'm glad you guys are keeping score. I messed up the scoring somewhere along the way, so let me just catch up with that. Okay.
Well, you're good. Don't worry. Unlike the first few games of this, I've gotten a lot better at keeping score. All right. Your sixth category today is going to be in 90s cartoons. Clinton, what do you think Matt knows about 90s cartoons?
I'll stick with 10.
Sticking with 10. And Matt for Clinton?
I'm going to dial it back to 10 this time.
All right, playing it safe. All right, Clinton. Goliath, Brooklyn, Lexington, and Hudson are the heroes of what Disney series?
Goliath, Brooklyn, and Hudson. Gargoyles.
It is Gargoyles. All right. And Matt, let's get dangerous was the exclamation of what titular Disney character?
I did not watch Disney cartoons in the 90s. Let's get dangerous. That does sound familiar, though. From other trivia stuff that I've listened to. Is that Darkwing Duck?
It is Darkwing Duck.
Damn it!
my buddy Simon's going to be very proud of me for remembering that.
I was like, please visit, please visit, please visit. I had that one on lock.
I was doing some reading of Austin Rogers' trivia book the other day, and I came across the 90s cartoons category, and I was like, ooh. I'm using some of those.
Yeah, I have that book. I haven't gotten through it all yet, but
it's pretty solid. It's pretty solid. I like buying everyone's trivia books because that way when you're in a bind for a question, you just flip through and there you go.
There you go.
All right.
Plagiarism is legal.
It's all for fun.
Of course.
All right. See, I'm a big fan of making sure I shout out the people I plagiarize, though.
There you go.
All right. We're heading into question 7, which is Shakespearean wordplay. Matt, what do you think Clinton knows about Shakespearean wordplay?
Now Dolph protests too much. I'm going to stick with 10.
Sticking with 10. All right. And Clinton, what about for Matt after he just did that?
Well, I'm getting my ass kicked so far. Do I dare? I dare. Let's go 20.
Ooh, old
No
move.
pressure.
All right. Matt, meaning an impossible or foolish quest, this three-word term originated from Romeo and Juliet.
Impossible or foolish quest. Quest. It's probably so obvious.
I will neither confirm nor deny that statement.
Thank you for being ambiguous.
Thank you,
You're
Senator.
welcome.
Impossible or foolish quest. I can't think of anything. I'll pass it.
All right. Well, that would be a wild goose chase.
Makes sense.
All right, Quentin. This phrase, meaning to initiate social conversation at first meeting, originated in the Taming of the Shrew. Matt's like, I know this one.
Yep, sure do.
Say that one again.
Yep. This phrase, meaning to initiate social conversation at first meeting, originated in the Taming of the Shrew.
Press the flesh.
I want to know what press the flesh means. I haven't heard
I
that.
think it's like I think it's handshakes. I think it's a
I like
yeah,
the
the, yeah,
sound of it.
it's a political thing. Yeah,
Nah,
shoot.
it's
Is it icebreaker?
break the ice, yeah.
Okay.
Ah, okay. All right.
It happens. It happens. All right, so you both missed there. So, Clinton, you're
100 to
up to 70.
yeah.
And Matt, you're at 100. It's getting closer. It's getting closer. That was a good 20-point gamble there.
Gained a little ground.
We did. All right. Your eighth category today is going to be in an actor by any other name. I liked Matt's confused look there. Where's he going
That's
with this?
interesting title.
Clinton, what do you think Matt knows given that skeptical look he had?
Oh, skeptical look. Or is he doing a poker face kind of thing?
Maybe. He's a regular Lady Gaga over there.
Well, I'm down 30. Well, let's just do 10.
Matt, what about for Clinton?
I need to hang on to my lead, so I'm going 10.
All right. All right, Clinton. This British actor, born Maurice Micklewhite, took his stage name from the title of a Humphrey Bogart film.
Maurice Micklewhite. Michael Caine.
It is Michael Caine. Yeah, originally he wanted to go with Michael White, but there was already someone in the union with that name, so they made him pick a name on the spot, and he looked up and saw a billboard for the Caine Mutiny and went with Michael Caine. Gotta love an arbitrary name picking that sticks with you for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah.
All right, Matt. This actress, born Karen Johnson, took her stage name when her mother advised her that she would get more parts if people thought she was Jewish. Gotta love perpetuating stereotypes, right?
Past was so interesting. That would be Whoopi Goldberg.
That is Whoopi Goldberg. You both know your actors.
Karen Johnson's so vanilla. Yes.
It
Glad
really
I didn't throw
is.
20 at that one.
Yeah, he knew that one very quick. Seems like Matt might be like me and has studied actors' real names before.
Right. I was wondering if the other half was going to be Albert Brooks is really Albert Einstein. That was his
Yeah.
real name.
Yep. All right. Well, We're moving into category nine with still a nice close game here. Category nine is going to be in 20th century Pulitzer Prize winning literature. Matt, what do you think Clinton knows about 20th century Pulitzer Prize winning literature? A little more specific, New York Times bestsellers.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go 20 this time.
20. Okay.
Right back at you.
Ooh. Okay. This just got interesting. All right, Matt. In 1938, this novel won the Pulitzer for Best Fiction. In 1940, its film adaptation won the Oscar for Best Picture.
I'm hoping that's The Wizard of Oz.
I'm sorry, you fell for the trap. It's the other one. It's Gone with the Wind.
God damn it.
It came out the Son same year. Gone with the Wind won the Oscar.
That's right, it did. Answer too quickly.
It's okay. That's why it got in there, because when I was reading that question, I also guessed The Wizard of Oz. And I was like, oh, right. It didn't win Best Picture.
It did not.
Mm-hmm. All right, Clinton. This 1947 Pulitzer Prize winning novel takes its name from a nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty, from the nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty.
All the Honestly. King's Men.
Yeah.
It is All the King's Men.
I wrote the 20 before he even answered it, because even I knew that one.
And we got another lead change. We got a lead
change, yep. It's now 120 to 110. Matt, you've held the lead a long time, and it's still a close game. We're heading into category 10, which is world capitals. Clinton, what do you think Matt knows about world capitals?
I think he's good on world capitals, so I'll go 10.
10, okay. And what about for Clinton?
I'll go with 10 as well.
10 as well. Playing it cautious in the final question, guys. All right, Clinton. Luanda, a port city on the west coast of Africa, sometimes called the Paris of Africa, is the capital of what nation?
Luanda. Oh, shoot. Oh, my teammates are going to kill me. Oh. Sierra Leone?
I'm sorry, it's Angola.
Ah, balls. All right.
Well, for the moment, we are tied. Matt. Asmara, sometimes called Africa's Miami, is the capital of what country in the Horn of Africa?
Well, I suck at geography. When I play pub trivia, I leave it to my teammates to come up with the geography answers. What's the name of the capital again?
Asmara, Asmara.
In the Horn of Africa. I don't even want to embarrass myself with a bad guess, so I'll just pass.
All right. It's Eritrea.
Yeah, I never would have pulled that.
Well, I wrote these because my African geography is by far the weakest part of my trivia game, so I'm forcing myself to get better by writing more questions about it. Well, we still finish with a 10-point game here in regulation. Clinton, you're up 130 to 120.
All right.
Time to reveal some final categories. Matt, why don't you tell Clinton what you picked as your final category?
For my final category, I picked the Princess Bride movie.
Okay.
It is one of my top two movies of all time. One of the only two movies I own on DVD still.
All right.
One of What's my the other one? Now I'm curious.
Yeah.
My Cousin Vinny.
Okay. Well worth it.
My clock is ticking like this.
Oh, boy. Such a great movie. One of my personal favorites. So I'm glad that's one of the two you still own. Clinton, why don't you reveal your final category?
Well, I am a music fan, but my favorite band, it's basic bitch shit, but it's the Beatles.
All right, and the Beatles. So we're going to start in the Princess Bride. But first, I'm going to need some wagers from you guys. So just remember, it's 130 to 120. So message me some wagers. I'll do some quick math and then we'll jump in.
And I can wager all or nothing, right?
You can wager anything in between.
Okie dokie.
Just no negative numbers or fractions, you know, just
Yeah,
the.
I'm not gonna do that
Oh man, no
bullshit.
decimals. Hang on.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that bullshit.
Have to say it because I'm the smart ass who would do it.
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay, let me just do my little math. All right. So we are going to kick this off in the Princess Bride. Putting you up first. The Princess Bride is narrated by what actor? Perhaps known for his role as a detect, perhaps better known for his role as a detective with the LAPD. One more thing, he's known for smoking cigars.
Just one more thing. It's Peter Falk.
All right. Matt, at the beginning of the film, Fred Savage is seen playing a video game. What type of video game is it?
It is a baseball game, and I believe the actual name of the game is Hardball.
Okay. Baseball is your answer. We're going to move over to the Beatles. Matt, this man left the band Rory Storm and the Hurricanes to join the Beatles after their first studio session.
So what was the other band name?
Rory Storm and the Hurricanes.
Haven't heard of this before. I'll go Ringo Starr. I don't know.
Okay, you're going Ringo. And Clinton, what was the last Beatles album recorded?
Recorded. Okay. Recorded versus released, correct?
The question is recorded.
Abbey Road.
All right, so back on the Princess Bride. Peter Falk, as I've already revealed, is the correct answer for the narrator. And yes, the video game was a baseball video game. I forget the exact name of it. I've gotten that one wrong before. I've put the wrong name because a source I had had the wrong baseball game. But I believe you are correct on the specific game there. Yeah, the man that left the band Rory Storm and the Hurricanes to join the Beatles after their first studio session. The key there isn't necessarily the band he left, but the fact that it was after their first studio session. That is Ringo Starr.
Yeah, well done, Matt.
Thank you.
And what was the last Beatle album recorded? It was Abbey Road.
Yeah,
Let It Be was
it's
released later,
exactly.
but it was
Yep.
recorded first.
Yeah. My buddy Addy on my OQL team, he talked about it came up in a pub quiz that he was doing, and the host said "Let It Be" was the last one recorded, and I was like, no, that's not right.
Well,
Yeah,
actually.
exactly.
Yeah, well, actually.
I said, no, that's not right. They did "Let It Be," and they were like, no, we're not going out that way. Let's get back into the studio one more time. And they spit out Abbey Road, and which is just,
Oh man, it's such an awful, awful, awful. I'm very sarcastic.
first album I ever bought with my own money.
Oh wow. That's awesome. Well, you both got all your questions right. I'm not that surprised. But now it's time to find out
Am.
Now it's time to find out some wagers. Matt, you went into this with 120. What did you wager today?
Winners bet everything. I had to bet 120.
All right. So you will finish with 240. Now for the suspenseful moment here. Clinton, you had 130. You had enough to beat him if you wanted to. What did you wager?
I went for the lockout. I bet 111.
So with a nail-biter finish of 241 to 240, Clinton is the winner. That was a very close game, gentlemen.
That was back and forth, and that was well played, Matt. Congratulations.
Same to you, Clinton. Well played. Great game. I knew it was going to be a challenge. I had no idea it was going to be as close as it was. I was expecting to maybe get one question right all game because I am definitely not the strength of my pub team, so flying solo is always an adventure for me.
Well, perhaps you've discovered that you're stronger than you think you are. This is a personal journey today, Matt.
Yes, like I said, my first stop in hopefully many other podcasts to come.
Yeah. You hear that, podcasters out there? Matt's looking to become a podcast whore like the rest of us, so get him out there.
Damn right. Pop my cherry.
So on our way out, I like to let anyone promote anything, give any message they want. Matt, you lost today, so you get to go first. What do you got for us?
Big loser. Yeah, I really don't have much to promote. I'm just going to say what a lot of other people say when they sign out. Just don't be a dick. Be nice to people. No, don't bully, especially online. If you're not brave enough to say it to their face, don't say it online. It's just too much negativity going on right now. So just try to stay positive and make the world a better place.
Listen, there's a reason a lot of people make that their message on the way out. It's very important.
Yeah.
Very important.
Agreed.
Clinton, what about you, buddy?
Yeah. I'll echo Matt's don't be a dick. And a shout out to my OQL trivia team that are going to be listening to this, because when I told them I was going to be on the show, I felt like I got to do the Beatles as my specialty category, right? And they were like, if you don't, we're going to kick your ass. So shout out to all of them. They know who they are. Love them. They've been awesome for me. You know, we do the trivia thing, and then also we have been able to just talk to each other about stuff. We're really cool, and I love those guys, and shout out to those folks as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing how OQL can bring you much closer to your teammates.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to the island of QuizFit Toys. Woo! All right. Thank you guys both for doing this so much.
All right. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Drew.
Yep, of course.
Later.
That's it for this episode of Nerd Off. Tune in next week. Same nerd time, same nerd channel.